Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Muslim Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
Can we just celebrate Daddy in absentia? Celebrate Daddy in absentia. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. You can have your seat. Praise God. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, for your word that is about to come to us today. Thank you because we are educated. Thank you because we are instructed. Thank you because we are taught in righteousness. And we therefore declare that we are not just hearers of your word, but we are doers of your word. Thank you because your word finds an indelible imprint in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus, for in Jesus' name we've prayed. Hallelujah. If you've been following us on social media, you should know what our topic for today is. Can we chorus it together? What's our topic for today? Cornerstone and you. Praise God. Cornerstone and you. A very good place to start today is from the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Okay, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saint and of the household of God, 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you read from verse 1 down to 20, this is Apostle Paul addressing the church in Ephesus. He's telling them, go back to 19. He's telling them that now, therefore, ye are no more strangers, ye are no more foreigners, but fellow citizens of the household of God. If you read from verse 1 down to verse 18, you will see where Apostle Paul was telling them that ye that are now, God has quickened you up, you that are dead to sin and trespasses. If you come further, you will see him telling them that they that we are circumcised of the circumcision of the hands, and now they are now circumcised in Christ. He now went further to tell them that they were saved by grace through faith. And that not of their self, it is the gift of God, lest no man should boast. Not of works. He went further to tell them that they now have access by one spirit to the Father. Praise God. He said all this to an end. And verse 19, he said, therefore. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners. That is to say, he showed them the attributes, the things that from chapter 1 down to chapter 18 that has qualified them not to be strangers in the house of God. Hallelujah. So all he has said from chapter 1 down to verse 19 to 18 was to let them understand, to let them know that, hey, if God will quicken you up and forgive you your sins, if God will give you access by one spirit to the Father, then this is a proof that you are no longer a stranger. You are now a citizen with God. You are now a fellow household of God. Now you are now partakers of the divine inheritance of the saint in light. This is what Apostle Paul was telling the church in Ephesus. And it is not different with us here in Cornerstone Christian Center. Praise God. So as a member of Cornerstone Christian Center, having identified yourself with the church, you are not a stranger in the church. You are part and parcel of God. Hallelujah. You're born of God. You're part and parcel of this big assembly. Hallelujah. So you don't see yourself as a stranger. You don't see yourself as a foreigner. But either you see yourself as a citizen. 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 That means we share same identity. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that is to say, our gathering here is not just a mere gathering. Our gathering here is supernatural. Praise God. Because our birth was supernatural. Hallelujah. Maybe let me just tell you a few things about the church. Let me start from them because I have two objectives today: to make you see the purpose or the significance of the church, and then to see the vision of Cornerstone and the things we believe in. Because our topic is Cornerstone and you, so therefore you should know this. Hallelujah. So the church It's from the Greek word ecclesia. Hallelujah. The church is from the Greek word ecclesia. Ecclesia is a compound word with two separate words. That is ek and lysia. Ek meaning the called out ones. While lysia meaning the gathering. The called out ones, that is the redeemed ones. The gathering, that is the church, means the gathering of the called out ones. Praise God. The church is the gathering of the called out ones. So you are called out to show forth as light. Praise God. It took Jesus' life to birth the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. His death was the foundation of Christianity, and his resurrection begat the church. So the relationship between you and I today in Cornerstone Christian Center is supernatural. Praise God. And our bond is stronger than your relationship with your blood brother at home, except and only if your brother is saved. Praise God. It took Jesus' life to begat the church. That means there is no church without a gathering. There is no church without the gathering. So you can't say, I'm staying at home, I'm going to watch on TV. Let me tell you, nobody will pastor you online. Do you understand? You need a spiritual covering over you to oversee you. Praise God. So nobody can pastor your line. So God faults this and calls it bad mannerism in the Bible. I think Hebrews 10:25. He said, do not forsake the gathering of the believers, of the brethren, as the manner of others do. That is, he calls it. He said, hey, amongst you, among Christians, there are others that do this. So it is bad mannerism. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves as the manner of some. Pastor always set an example and say, have you seen a family where it has children? And say, hey, listen, don't be like the other one. The other one is, don't be like him. But they are all his children, and that's what God is telling us here. Do not forsake the gathering of the believers. There's a supernatural bond that has bound us together. We are birthed from the same womb because his resurrection laid credence to the birth of the church. Praise God. His resurrection laid credence to our birth. Even Jesus himself helps us see how powerful our supernatural relationship is more than natural relationship. As he was preaching, and then a woman stood up and said, blessed be the woman in whose paps you sought. And he said, yeah, most blessed is her, but more blessed are you that are sitting down here. Praise God. He helps us see how our supernatural bond together is stronger than our natural relationship. Praise God. Because if, as a member of the church, as a member of the church, we come together not just for gathering sake. Praise God. But we are called for to show the light of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our coming together causes Jesus' life. His death remains the foundation of Christianity. Praise God. He was also saying when his brothers and sisters came to see him, his brothers and his mom came to see him. They say, hey, your brother and your mom are outside. They're looking for you. He said, what? My brothers and mom, my mother. They are these that are seated here with me. Praise God. So in Cornerstone Christian Center, you are identified not to be a stranger because Cornerstone Christian Center is a church of God. So we are all bound together. Praise God. There's something spiritual about us. Our gathering is not just an ordinary gathering. Our gathering is the gathering of just men made perfect. Hallelujah. So therefore, however, there are other structures. There are orders and structures set in church. Praise God. There are orders and structures wired differently for the function of the smooth running of the body. There are orders and structures set in the church. Praise God. Now we know we belong to the church. We know we are part and person of the church. There are orders, there are structures set in the church because it is Cornerstone and you. Praise God. And it is important that you know this. As a member, you are joined to the church to participate in the well-being of the body. We are different parts of the body, and we must, as such, all contribute our quota towards the well-being of the body. Amen. We have to contribute our quota toward the well-being of the body. The body grows by every joint that we supply. Praise God. The leg supplies, the hand supplies, the eye supplies. So let me make this clear to you. Don't be like that guy with the one talent that hid his talent. Do you know why he was condemned? He was not condemned because he could not reach five talents. He was condemned because he did nothing with his talent. We all have abilities here in Ecclesia, because we are called out to show forth the light of God. And so therefore we all have this. God has given unto us measures. Praise God. He has given unto us. He gave some five talents. He gave some two talents. He gave some one talent. Don't say mine is one talent and then I'm not going to use it to do anything. He even called his master a wicked master. He buried what was given to him. Don't bury it. The guy get mine, shall call his master wicked. Bury it. God has given us abilities. See, it doesn't matter how big or small your ability. It is important to the church. Praise God. You know you can do certain things in media. You know you can do certain things in other departments. But you're just sitting down. All these things we do is for the propagation of the gospel. And so therefore, you are joined to the body. Jesus being the chief cornerstone, which is the head. And we now the body that are physically present on earth, we further his cause. Because this is why he called us. Praise God. So, it is important that we also know church physiology. Hallelujah. It is important we know church physiology. Because by functions and dimension, church can be divided into parts, two parts, I mean, organism and organization. Hallelujah. Organism and organization. So this part makes up the whole of the church functions wise. So organism, I'm going to talk about organism. Organism is the spiritual aspect of the church. Though it might not be physically seen, but it is tremendously seen in the life of members. If the church is built with the word and in prayer, you will see it among members. Because definitely there won't be fighting, there won't be backbiting, there won't be envy, there won't be stuff that is not of God. Praise God. So the organism part of the church is very, very important. And it talks about the prayer and the word. Because the church stands on two legs, prayer and the word. Praise God. The word of faith which we preach, the word of faith which you hear, that is the standing of the church. You cannot have a church that is there's no prayer in it. We pray. We stay sober. We stay vigilant. The word of God builds us up. That is why if you notice if you're not living right, that means you've not fed enough from the word. Because the word, the influence of the word is from the inside out. So as you feed on the word, it will show outside. Yes. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So as you feed on the word of God, as you daily give yourself consistently to the word of God, it will show forth in your life and people will see your light. And they will glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Because you are called forth to show the light of God. Your pattern pressing of Cornerstone Christian Center to show forth the light of God. The Lord Jesus is our head, and he has given us rulers also in church. He has given us leaders in church also for our own furtherance, to teach us, that we'll be instructed, that we'll be taught, that we'll be educated from his word. And that is why we have pastors, teachers, apostles, evangelists amongst us. Praise God. Let's see Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, Ephesians 1:22. Ephesians 1:22. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to the head over all things to the church. Praise God. He gave all things. He is the head. Jesus is the head. He's our chief shepherd. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Let's see Ephesians 4, 16. Okay, from who the whole body filled it joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working in the measures of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in what? Love. In what? Love. So we walk in love. You are contributing your quota in love, brothers. You're not contributing your own quota in envy. Hallelujah. You might be the one washing the toilet. You might see it as one talent per serve. Praise God. We are called to a life of service. Serve. Serve. That is why to know if spirit-filled church is by the word and prayer, you know that they are filled. Immediately you enter, you will not see people talking out from impulse. You will not see people talking anyhow. You will not see people living in fight. You will not see people saying, this one, she just show herself. That one, no, leave them. All these things they do. I know this thing, but I don't want to just show myself. Ah! You know this thing, you don't want to just show yourself. See, this is not how we are built. In Cornerstone Christian Center, we are people of love, right? We are people of love without hypocrisy and ever prevailing faith. So we are grounded in the love of God for us. Our heart is grounded in the love of God because our love for God, if you say you love God, same thing as loving your brother, because your horizontal relationship with God should show amidst your brothers. Hallelujah. So I cannot envy on Bro Steve. And then I say, I love God. I don't. Praise God. The second part is the organization part. Now, the organization, this speaks about the relationship, setting appropriate structures for the day-to-day running of the church. It's just setting appropriate. See, a church, we as a church, we are supposed to set standards to the world. The world are supposed to see us as a standard. Praise God. So we set structures. We arrange structures for the day-to-day running of the church. Praise God. So there is orderliness in the house of God with this. There is somebody responsible for one thing. There's another person responsible for one thing. There are reports, both financial inflow and outflow. There are records taken so that the church will run smoothly. We can't just come to church and we don't know we're supposed to arrange chairs. We don't know we're supposed to on the gen, supposed to buy fuel. These are structures set in place. See, structures are set deliberately so that we work and our work will be accounted for. Do you understand? Even in spiritual exercise, structures are set so that you won't break rules. If your mom is dead and you are writing an exam, the school will not say, okay, because Mr. XYZ mom is late, let's not write exams today. Structures are set. Exam was happen. If you want to go for burial, you come back for carryover. Simple. No emotions. No emotions attached. Structures are set. I remember the time Pastor gave us, ministers, a certain spiritual exercise. That was when I started learning how to arrange my time well. Came back, I was listening to tape, I was dozing off. As I hit my head on tape, I said, yes. And I'm supposed to send, we are supposed to send summary. So tired. But see, we can't bend rules. If like your phone spoil, Pastor will not hear. He said, do this, you will do it. This will keep you in check. Now, having done this now, the next day I said, no, I'll apportion time properly. I will not see this thing as anyhow thing now. Okay, so time. Nothing is taking my time. I'm hearing the word, and I'm summarizing, and I'm sending it. That's why structures are set also. No emotions attached to these things in the kingdom. Praise God. So that this is just for your growth and for your building up. Praise God. Because, I don't know, certain people have seen the church as a place where they can take anything. You can hear something like, but in our church, they suppose allow them now. Ah! But in your office, late coming, when you come late, they will sanction you with query. But in church now, no. In our church now, everybody can serve God. So, yes. Praise God. So this church, as an organization, do you know we are registered with CAC, right? This is part of it. We are registered. The Corporate Affairs Commission. We are registered. This is part of structure. So Ecclesia is standing both on organism and also structure, on organization. It's standing in both feet. One cannot leave one. You cannot jettison one for another. Praise God. With this, you will see the smooth running of the church. All right, let me share my number two objective is to throw a spotlight on the vision of the church, Cornerstone Christian Center, because it is Cornerstone and you. So it is important. Praise God. As an organic member of the church, you're expected to identify with the vision of the house and run in it. I've told you what ecclesia means. So as a member of the church, you're supposed to identify yourself with the church and run in its vision. Praise God. Because we have a vision. So you don't come and say, you are doing, it's my own separate thing I'm doing. There's a vision. So we run with it. Because why? We are fellow citizens. We are members of the same house. We are brethren from the same womb. So we run with the vision of the church. We have been called, I'm reading it, we have been called to minister the finished works of grace by the word of faith and demonstration of God's love and power as a fascination of God's kingdom. Praise God. We are called to minister the finished works of grace. We are called to minister the finished works of grace. His death, his burial, and his resurrection. We are called forth to minister these words to people. Praise God. The last phrase is the ultimate goal of Cornerstone Christian Center. We've been called to extend and enforce and solidify God's kingdom here on earth. See, Cornerstone Christian Center, we're a force to be reckoned with. We're a force to be reckoned with. All over the world, they will hear us. The gospel that we preach, the gospel of our salvation, they will hear us all over the world. We are forced to be reckoned with everywhere. In all continents, they will hear us. Because this is our vision, to propagate the gospel of salvation, to propagate the gospel of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, this means everyone in Cornerstone Christian Center is a minister. We are ministers. You must not climb pulpit. You're a minister. I am a minister. You are a minister. Minister unto reconciliation. To reconcile men back to God. To reconcile men back to God. For we therefore know the terror of our Lord. So therefore what? We persuade men. We persuade men. Hallelujah. You extend the frontiers and the reign of God's kingdom. See, your calling is not just a mere calling. Calling you as part of God's children is not just a mere calling. It's a calling to serve. I'll talk more about that in second service. But a calling to serve God. To serve Him. To reach out. You're an ambassador. You are representing God here on earth. What would Jesus do if He's here right now? And you are representing God here on earth. You're supposed to preach out the gospel. Take the gospel out. Reach out to men. Hallelujah. Because you're a minister. And see, Ministering to men, first, you must have fed in the word. Do you understand? It is from the inside out. If there's nothing inside, there's nothing outside. It is a robust personal leadership, because what you are influencing men, and you are influencing men to receive, because your life alone should be an example to people. And when you present the word, they will listen. Pastor was saying something about him actually going to when he was serving, and then he was about to reach out to certain folks in the church, and then he was keeping one fine hair like that. He has to take it off, because first, if they don't receive you, they won't receive what you have. This is the part of the country we are. Yeah. That is the sacrifice, because service is attached to sacrifice. All things are lawful, but not all things are permissible for you. Do you understand? All things are lawful, but not all things are permissible for you. Not because it's not lawful, it is lawful. It is lawful. But because I don't want to be a stumbling block to my brother. Because most people, they are, you don't start to preach the gospel, they look you first. Your word is solid, but God, this guy, the way he's looking like this. No, some people even start argument with you. Do you understand? We are not saying look dirty, you. No. But you are carrying something worthwhile, so therefore you look like that. Praise God. Do you know why? Because our purpose is to show forth the light as a witness to God, to the world. Praise God. And also our purpose as a church is to do ministry. Praise God. Is to do ministry. And also our purpose in church is to fellowship with God and the brethren. Hallelujah. We fellowship with God, and then we fellowship with the brethren. Praise God. So it is expedient. It is important that I let you know 7 things we believe as a church. Praise God. 7 things we believe as a church. Cornerstone and you. 7 things we believe as a church. Basic things we believe as a church. Number one, our soteriology precedes eternal salvation for those who believe. Our soteriology precedes eternal salvation for those who believe. Logia is the study of. Soteria is salvation. So we believe that our study of salvation proceed internal salvation. Our study of soteriology proceed internal salvation. In this church, our salvation is internal. We don't believe that you lose your salvation except you disbelieve the gospel. We believe that your salvation is internal. It is embedded in you. It was your spirit that was saved. Eh? It was your spirit that was saved. It's not of work. See, you don't say, it's not your work. Yeah? For by grace are you saved, right? Through faith. By grace are you saved. So your salvation is internal. Forever. Nothing is taking it out. I went to POS to withdraw a certain amount of money. And then as I was there, I just know it's God that sent this man. He just came so that I should correct you today and then we should discuss. He just came. The guy attending to me was trying to, I gave him my PIN and everything. And the guy just came. The first thing he touched me, he said, my brother, this salvation thing no easy. I said, wow, okay. Salvation thing no easy. Do you know you can just lose your salvation and then you get it again, you lose it. As he was saying, I just said, thank God you came. Thank God you came. It turned out to become a Bible study between him and the POS attendant. Praise God. And he left with knowledge. And then he understood. Because most of the times it's faulty foundation. Faulty foundation. Don't know what salvation is. Your spirit was saved. You were dangling in your sins and trespasses. See, God chose you. He decided to call before the foundations of the earth. He called you blameless and righteous. He brought you out. He said, this is mine. So salvation is eternal. You are serving God not to obtain salvation. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The very rest in Christ is the foundation for Christian service. Yes. Do you understand? That you are saved means you are already a servant son. You are not trying to be a son. See, you can't live right if you don't know you're already made right. Do you know? So when you know you're already made right, you will live right. That's how it is. So you are not struggling. Because salvation is an insurance for life. You are saved. You are saved. No one can pluck you out of the hands of God. Praise God. For he has delivered you from the power of darkness and has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Praise God. You are now divinity in humanity. Do you understand? For many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He has not given you the spirit of fear. Do you understand? Of bondage again to fear, but he has given you the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit itself bears witness with your spirit that you are the children of God. Hallelujah. That you are children of God. Because God's Spirit itself bears witness with you that you are his child. So your salvation is internal. Praise God. Number two. Our theology about God draws all its attributes from Jesus. So anything God is, that is what Jesus is. Do you understand? It draws our theology about God draws all its attributes from Jesus. So we do not have three gods. We do not have three gods. God the Father, God the Son, God. It is one. One for the purpose of salvation. One came out of himself and said, I will go there and save these guys. Praise God. And then when he came down as a man, he lived as a man to save you and I. When he was going, he didn't go alone. He said, okay, as I am going, now there might be a healing crusade in Massacre. I will be there. What if somebody is dying in Lagos? I can't reach there. So let me pour out my spirit in these people. He left and left his spirit in you. Another of the same kind, Allos Parakletos. He left his spirit in you, indwelling in you to do his work. Praise God. So you have the Spirit of God embedded in you. God is not three. Mm-mm. He's one God. So all our attributes, we believe that everything that God is, Jesus is, for in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. That's Colossians 2 verse 9. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So there's no the Holy Spirit is different from Jesus. No, Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God. He is God. So our theology draw all its attributes from him. Hallelujah. Number three, the foundation of our eschatology is soteriology. That is to say, eschatology here is the study of end times. So the foundation of our eschatology, that is the study of end times, is soteriology. So we believe that a sound understanding of soteriology our premise of eschatology is based on the sound understanding of soteriology. Do you understand? So we believe that no Christian will be left behind. Do you understand? All this message of rapture that is bringing fear into the believer's heart. No. You are saved. I told you, your salvation is eternal. So no Christian will be left behind. Even our loved ones who are dead in Christ, no Christian will be left behind. They are asleep. They are not doing anything. But they will rise first. Ha! They are not doing anything. They rise first. So who made you feel it is your work that will take you to heaven? See, heaven is not the reward. Heaven is the place where the believer receives his reward. Praise God. Heaven is the place where the believer receives his reward. So we don't cry like hopeless people. Give me 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not. Let's read together. One, two, go. Or let which are asleep, sorrow not. Have no. So we have hope, right? So we will not sorrow like others that does not have hope. For we know to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Do you understand? Your last breath on earth is your first breath in heaven. With the Lord there. Praise God. So there is no resurrection is not by works. It is dependent, it's dependent on what Christ has done for you. Yes. By way too, we also believe that there is a hell. Do you understand? We believe that there is a hell. There's a lake of fire. Hell will be thrown into the lake of fire. And that is why we are supposed to reach out to men. Reach out to men. And the only thing that will take man to hell is what? Unbelief. 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 You refuse to believe the gospel of salvation because the gospel of salvation is the power that saves. Do you understand? It's not, the gospel is not what contains, it's not what contains, it is the power itself. It saves. So you believe the gospel, you are saved. We believe there's a burning hell. There's hell. And men will go there because they refuse to believe the gospel. So therefore, we know the terror of our Lord. So we persuade men. We reach out to men. We tell them about Jesus. See, you are not there to start argument or this is what he has done. Believe. Believe. It is as simple as this is the yoke of God because his heart is for souls. His heartbeat is souls. So you can't say you love God and you don't go after his heartbeat. Praise God. Number four, our giving culture is theological. Praise God. And practical. It is theological and practical. Our giving culture is theological and practical. We believe that how a believer relates with money speaks so much about that person. Yes. God has blessed you not for you alone. He has blessed you also to bless the church and others. Praise God. So how a believer handles money, get our message on Bible themes on money. It will do you more good. How a believer handles money speaks volume. You have 200,000 in your account, 15 naira for offering. Wow. It doesn't speak good of you, right? It is okay if it's your last mind, like the widow's mind. Because God sees the heart. Do you understand? Because your heart is a place of reality. That is what he sees. He sees your heart. As plain as a slate. He sees it. And that was why when Jesus was sitting on the treasury box, and then everybody was coming to give, he said, this woman gave the most, but she just gave the mind. That's half a dollar. But he said she gave more than these guys that brought so much money to the basket. That means he saw the heart. He greeted her. We believe in church here that we give in percentage system, especially our tithe. 10%. And then from there you grow 20, 30, 40, 50. Sometimes you give all. Yeah. So I cannot have 1 million. Eh? And then I'm giving 100,000. That's 10%, right? And then somebody that has 10,000 naira is giving 5,000. In the eyes of God, the person that gave 5,000 naira has given more. That's how God grades. Even though your 100,000 is bigger than 5,000, he grades percentage. Do you understand? That guy gave 100,000. It is bigger than 5,000 naira. But look at the income. He has 1 million naira, and this one has 20,000 naira, 10,000 naira, I mean, and he gave 5,000 naira. That's 5% or so. 50%, sorry. So he grades like that. Our giving culture is theological and practical. I mean, if it is not theological, it won't be practical. Yeah? So you have to be theological about your giving. We encourage giving in percentage system. It is the best way of measuring your giving. Percentage system is the best way of measuring your giving. And how do we give? We have a principle on how we give. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Every man, let's read together. Verse 7, one to go. Every man, according to his purpose, on necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Our principle is willingly. You give willingly. You are not persuaded to give. You give willingly. Now that you've known that, we need to reach out to the world. As members of Cornerstone Christian Center, you know that money you give is for the furtherance of the gospel of salvation. You know that money, that thing you are bringing, this thing you are bringing to the house of God is to reach out to men. Praise God. There are needs to be taken care of in the church for the furtherance of the gospel. So you give willingly. Now, giving willingly now bets on your understanding of God's word. So you'll not be persuaded. You'll not be given as it's a law to give. Mm-mm, it's not a law. You give willingly. There are no laws written for you to give. It's give willingly. Do you understand? Because God has taken away the stony heart from you and has given you a heart of flesh. So now the laws are written in your heart. Do you understand? You're an autopilot. You do it willingly. You just give willingly. Because that is your DNA. Eh? You just give willingly. Not grudgingly. Of necessity. I need to give this one. Making everybody like, say, do you understand? For God loves what? God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Praise God. This is our principle in giving. We give willingly. Hallelujah. Because our giving culture is theological and practical. So we give willingly. We give willingly with no grudge, with no necessity. For God himself loves a cheerful giver. So we give cheerfully also. Praise God. Number 5, we believe in prosperity. We believe in prosperity. Hallelujah. Prosperity is not just about you. If God has work on your heart, he believes that if money gets into your hand, his purpose will be fulfilled on earth. Hallelujah. 3 John 1 verse 2. Give me 3 John 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. See, the Holy Spirit can guide you into prepared places. Do you believe that? The Holy Spirit can guide you, can tell you the business you should indulge yourself, who and who you should talk to, what and what you should do. That is why, as a believer, you give yourself constantly to the ministry of the word and prayer. Get our tape on the divine guidance. Hallelujah. Get a tape on divine guidance. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to do, a business that you should indulge in, and then you just put your hand inside and it flourish. Look at Genesis 25, where Isaac, there was famine in the land, and everybody was leaving the land. God told Isaac to stay back, and he gave him innovations. He gave him innovations. He dug a well. He started the first irrigation planting, and then what happened? He prospered. He brought forth fruits, many harvests. God can direct you to in a way that you should go. And because he believes that when money comes into your hand, his will, his purpose will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. He believes that money comes to you and you will prosper the gospel with it. So he makes, he will prosper. He will God has prospered you. Even in the Peter and John, when they were where they were fishing, and then they toiled all night. But when the master came, he said, "Put that cast thy net here." And then they did so. They caught a net-breaking fish. Same place they've been toiling all night, just by listening, divine guidance, just by listening. Just by listening, open up. See, open up your heart to listen from God. Open up your heart to listen. He will speak to you always. That is why you should live a prayer-fasted life. Prayer should not desist from your mouth. Keep praying. Keep praying. As you move, you pray. As you bath, things that are edifying should be around you. So that when he speaks, you will know. You will know that, yeah, I'm supposed to enter this dealing. I'm not supposed to enter this dealing. When you see fraudsters, you will know. Yes, sir. Do you understand? A believer doing MMM, that means he has not... That's not wisdom. That's not wisdom. Yeah? Bring two people and add two people. Bring two people and add two people. If I convert that thing to salvation, to saving men, bring two people, they save two people. They save two people, they save two people. You understand? So that they will gather at your back. And then you say, it's not money. Amen. Because God can add flavor to your labor. Yeah. God can add flavor to your labor. So listen to God. Because he prospers. And the only way he will tell you this is through his word and the place of prayer. Give yourself diligently to these things. Number 6, our charismatic theology is all inclusive. We believe every believer has the Holy Ghost in them, and they can experience the outworking of the Spirit in them. Do you understand? He said, if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit will not come. The Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send him to you. In Acts 2, we saw it. The Holy Ghost came. That was a proof of his resurrection. So we believe every believer here has the Spirit of God in them. Praise God. But out of ignorance, a believer can give himself to the oppression of the devil. Yes, so we cast out devils. We cast out demons too. Yeah? That's how the Bible instructs, be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, the adversary, the devil, move to and fro, looking for who to devour. Who will resist steadfast in the faith? Who resist him steadfast in the faith? So, if a believer gives himself to the oppression of the devil, we'll cast that devil out. Yes, we do deliverance. Some people say, no, Christocentric, no deliverance. Don't worry, get our tape on patterns and cycle. You know what I'm talking about. He said, no. Me. Devil know if you oppress me now. Okay. And devil cannot oppress you except you give him the chance to. That is why I say, stay prayer-fasted life. Be sober. That's what the Bible says. Be vigilant. You give yourself the oppression of the devil. I know most folks quote Colossians 1:13, I guess. Colossians 1:13, for we are delivered from the kingdom of darkness. Delivered there is salvation. Yes. Not deliverance from from the hands of the devil. You give yourself, that guy doesn't like you. The devil doesn't like you at all. He doesn't like you. So there is nothing. See, his nature like this is anti-human. He doesn't have the capacity to like you. He doesn't have it. Praise God. Number 7. I told you seven basic things we believe. Number 7, we are feminist in this church. So by the simple definition of feminism, giving equal right to gender. It's as simple as that. Not the one the world are propagating now. That you hear no. Even simple as it, giving equal right. If a woman is is qualified for a certain level of promotion, give it to her. You imagine you are calling Pastor Sandra Lydia Evangelist. Give it to her. You don't say, no, mommy deaconess. Nah. The spirit is not, we don't have female and male spirit. We have one spirit, right? There's no female and male spirit. In the spirit, there's no gender. We saw the story of Priscilla. You see? Also get our tape on Priscilla. So we are not gender biased here. If a person is qualified for a position, we do not deprive her because she's a woman. But wait, we teach leadership in marriage. Mm-hmm. We teach leadership in marriage. Now, leadership in marriage, man is just the head, yeah? He's the head means he's the leader. Not that he's the head and the woman is the neck, so she turn him anywhere. Man is just the head for setting rules. Do you understand? We teach leadership in marriage. For somebody will say no, so she will now say, okay, this is going to be this. We teach leadership in marriage, okay? But we are not gender biased in this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we lift up your hands and just worship God? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Masha te kabarado simanano zianana. Oh, thank you, Lord, because we are instructed from your word. Thank you, Lord, because we are edified. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I say the nations, they come to me. Praise God. They receive answers from my lips. Oh. Yeah, that's it. Praise God. Likabarade shani ane adu. Kayanos kabarade siya.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.